The program we're to hear now accompanies the course in educational studies called Contemporary Issues in Education. It takes the form of a radio play in two parts, and together they form a fantasy of the future with the title AD 2025. Part 1. Mission Methuselah.
Wake him immediately.
But slowly. He will be sensitive.
At a pace conforming with instructions from the Kelly complex. They now are in you.
They now are being followed.
The risks now, Arthur, and the drill. For the first 2 years, you'll be sleeping solo on Mission Methuselah. Any last doubts?
No. Dr. John D. Kelly. You'll be famous when I wake up.
But dead. And for a long time, too, I hope.
May you have worthy successors. Better get started.
Sure. Before I begin to feel that I can't go through with it.
You have slept.
I ache everywhere.
You must exercise.
Light. I can see. Where?
You are in a life support pod. The walls are transparent.
Where are you?
All around you.
You stand close. Are you there by those small points of light?
No.
Stop playing games. I want to see Dr. Kelly.
Dr. John D. Kelly died 15 years ago.
Oh, of course. 15 years? If Kelly died only 15 years ago, he must have been... No. This is 2085, is it not?
Dr. John D. Kelly died in 2010 at the age of 85. Today is Monday, the 14th of May, 2025.
2025? What went wrong? Are you Kelly's successor? Stand where I can see you. What's your name?
Nothing is wrong now. I am not Dr. Kelly's successor. I cannot stand as a human can stand. I am all around you and within you. My name is Luna. I am your long-term umbilical nursing array. L-U-N-A. Luna.
A robot. I've been talking to a robot. Luna. Am I a lunatic?
You are completely sane.
Why is there no person here? Where's Kelly's successor?
You must be made ready to receive another organic being. You have been dormant and isolated for 40 years. Dr. Kelly's living successor is Dr. Spencer, on Earth.
On Earth? Where am I? What is this place?
In space. This is a Leo.
Space? In space? Leo? Oh, God, I must be...
A Leo. L-E-O. A laboratory environment orbital. You are becoming overreactive. You must be calm.
Good evening. This is your captain. Welcome aboard Sublunar Shuttle Hermes X-9. Because of safety regulations, you can't speak to me, but you can respond to my questions by pressing the pink button just in front of you. One press for yes, two for no. Have you heard and understood me? Oh, I understand you're Dr. Spencer, the world-famous... I'm Master Lieutenant Patterson. I don't suppose that's of much interest to you, only I... Well, you're my only passenger, and I hope you have a comfortable trip. When we reach the number one Leo orbit, I shall park for you to transfer. Any questions? Okay. Keep still and relax as we increase our vertical attitude.
Orbital?
You are in an orbiting vehicle in which your total environment can be controlled.
By you?
In part through me. Both Luna and Theo are controlled by the Nous.
The Nous? Isn't that...
N-O-U-S, the Northern Omniscient Unlimited System.
Northern Omniscient Unlimited... A computer? But why Northern?
Not a computer as in your time. The Nous is a totality of information systems, the apex of systems of systems of systems. It is in no one place, but distributed throughout the Northern Hemisphere of the Earth.
Good heavens. Is there one in the Southern Hemisphere as well?
No. Systems are fragmentary there. They have been resisted.
I don't understand.
You shall.
Wait. Before we go on, what about the others? Are they in orbit, but being looked after in this way?
Others? Who are the others?
The other sleepers who were to follow me.
There are no others.
But Kelly said...
In 1987... The American and British governments decided that many Methuselahs would burden the future depleted of resources.
Why didn't they wake me?
To have awakened you early would have been dangerous. Little was known then about cryonics.
I'm alone. With machines. Only machines to talk to.
Many of your contemporaries are still alive, but they are old. There are old people in great numbers on the Earth.
But I'm out of my time. Alone.
You shall be made ready to meet others.
When shall I see another of my own kind?
Soon. When Dr. Spencer comes.
Comes here?
Yes. But first you must be made ready. By the Nous.
By the Nous, not by you.
I am on the periphery. You must now be linked to a more central system.
I don't follow you.
Watch. And listen.
It's getting lighter.
Watch.
Swirling patterns all round. Where?
Are you ready?
Ready? For what?
To learn what you will need for your return.
I don't know. I'm...
He is anxious.
Why are you anxious?
You're not human. Nor is she, if she is a she.
I am. We are extensions of the human. Just as the human is itself the extension of the living earth. Think of us as friends.
Think of us as parts of yourself.
Think of us as those in the past who left records of themselves.
You're not parts of me. You're machines, not human beings.
At present, we are using external sources to speak to you. Soon, from me, you will hear our voices and many others as though they were in your thoughts.
No. Wait, hold on. Just hold on. This may be some sort of trick. Or test. You may be only two human psychologists behind the wall somewhere, having a go.
We speak as extensions of the Nous. We are the Nous.
Which is an extension of the human, of a multitude of human minds which have been.
All right, you've said all that. How did all this come about? And what do you mean, I'll hear you inside?
You wish now to learn?
I wish now to learn.
Where would you begin?
How do you mean?
You must direct your learning by putting questions to me.
Well, I don't know. Really?
You are still deeply anxious. Why?
I don't know what's to happen. I ask questions. What then?
There will be images and sounds around you. I shall then interpret what you hear and see.
I still want to know how all this comes about. And what you meant when you said that I'd hear voices and now presumably see things inside.
Those are questions with which we can begin.
We begin with the information technology of the mid-1980s. Microprocessors, so-called silicon chips, had so shrunk in size as to approach their operational limits. The organic and the crystalline were brought into conjunction, thus forming a bionic interface.
That was mind-boggling. Do you mean to tell me that once the linking of the systems had reached a certain stage of complexity, that the system, you, the Naus, began to grow of itself?
There is much that you cannot yet understand.
But you will understand.
That was a long program.
Long, because it was in physical time.
It would have seemed much shorter had you experienced it within you, in psychological time.
What do you mean, within me?
You saw how, at the turn of the century, the first synthetic colloidal synapses began to be attached to crystal-based systems. They made possible an interface by which human brains could be connected indirectly to the Naus.
I have such an interface, Arthur Westerman.
You mean?
Through me, such a connection can be made.
Then images and sounds without become like dreams and dream sounds within.
And they pass in psychological time in durations which are but fractions of those in physical time.
Every schoolboy's dream come true. If there still are schools on Earth, I can't think what they do in them. Now.
You wish to learn about education before Dr. Spencer comes?
No. There are other things first. Dr. Spencer is going to take me back.
Yes. But first, you must prepare yourself by asking more from the Naus.
And if I don't?
Later you will see much you do not understand, and you will suffer.
All right. What happened?
That is too large a question.
Well then, what has happened just in Europe until the turn of the century? And how did we avoid a nuclear holocaust? Or did we?
The answer to the third question is yes. The answers to the first and second questions would take too long using external sounds and images in physical time. Are you prepared to be joined to me through Luna's interface?
Go ahead. Plug me in.
He is ready?
He is ready.
Now we merge.
You are awake now?
Good heavens. Where?
You are with us in the Leo.
I feel I've been dreaming for an age, or alive somewhere else. All those people.
They were in psychological time.
Through Luna, we've emerged for 25 minutes.
I wish I could see someone real. Touch someone.
Dr. Spencer will be soon here.
The sooner the better.
You wish now to proceed?
No, no. Wait. When we were merged, as you put it, I seem to remember that you summarized for me at the end. Can you do that again for me? Out here in the open, as it were.
Usually that is not necessary.
In his time, he was conditioned to regard dreams as unreal.
Attend then again. Until the year 2000, you saw how in Europe an economic crisis that was international deepened. How the nations had to compete increasingly among themselves for raw materials which came from abroad. How they failed to compete with newly industrialized nations and evolved into a mosaic of smaller regional states. You saw disenchantment with industrial life, a turning away from past roles in search of a more satisfying life. You saw dissatisfaction with the old systems of education and of information media. You saw in Europe divisions among people which caused revolts and much petty disorder, but no revolutions. In the world at large, you saw many small wars over the use of precious resources.
But I didn't see a nuclear war. Why not? It seemed inevitable.
Later, in 2010, there could have been such a war.
But it was avoided, you said.
Yes.
How?
There is no more time. Dr. Spencer is already in the airlock.
Oh, damn. I mean, good. Quickly, tell me.
Later, you will learn how the Naus could not allow it to happen. I must now disconnect.
And I must now disconnect. Goodbye, Arthur Westerman.
Wait! Don't go, you two. I'm sitting up. My hands are free.
Hello, Mr. Westerman. We meet at last.
Dr. Spencer, I presume?
Yes. I am Dr. Diana Spencer.
Your voice, you sound like...
Luna, yes. Her voice was processed from mine to ease your passage back to the world. Earlier, while he was still alive, he had Dr. Kelly's voice.
No offense to dear old Kelly, but yours is much nicer.
I can see you've been fully restored to the land of the living, Mr. Westerman. Shall we go down to Earth together now?
But what awaits Westerman on that distant earth? Has he been made sufficiently ready for what he'll find? Or will he suffer? For answers to these questions, listen to part two of AD 2025, the next program for this course. Arthur Westerman was played by Jack Shepherd, Luna and Dr. Diana Spencer by Sean Phillips. The Nouse, John Westbrook. Dr. Kelly and the Shuttle Pilot, Jeffrey Matthews. The special music and sounds were by Roger Lim of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. AD 2025 is written and produced by Donald Holmes.
That was a program for the second level and associate studies course, Contemporary Issues in Education.